And welcome to Community Kitchen. It's Easter this weekend, and of course, it's amazing, isn't it, how we tend to stick or have trends with food, but sometimes we don't know why. So the history of lamb, for example, on Easter, and why is it so popular? Throughout the world, the most popular Easter symbol is the lamb. The reference to lamb in Christianity goes back to the book of Genesis, when Abraham was asked to sacrifice his son. And evidently, the whole idea of lamb at Easter time started from there. In past centuries, it was considered a lucky omen to meet a lamb, especially at Easter time. It was a popular superstition that the devil, who could take the form of other animals, was never allowed to appear in the shape of a lamb because of its religious symbolism. So all I can say is thank goodness for that, because we get to enjoy some fantastic recipes. And isn't lamb such a great carrier of flavour? I know that if you don't like to talk about fat, close your ears, because nothing is nicer, in my opinion, than a really good lamb chop. That little bit of grilled fat, and then, of course, that lovely sauce, whether it's a marinade or whatever. So today, I thought we'd talk about some good ideas, and whether it be a barbecue or whether you're going to do a sit-down lunch or whether or not you're just going camping or a picnic, there's a few good ideas that I think we could share. And number one is having good sides. You know how I love sauces. You know how I love marinades and I love dips and good things like that. I think they just take food to a different level. And I think that there's some really nice combinations. Now, there's a particular beef skewer I do, and it's done with beef, but you can do it with lamb because I love cumin. Once again, it's just such a great spice, and it holds its flavour so well. So if I do it with rump, I find it so nice on the barbecue to do these rump skewers, but it's a dry marinade, 2 tablespoons of cumin, tablespoon of sweet paprika, 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika, teaspoon of nutmeg, teaspoon of turmeric, and 1/2 cup of parsley, finely chopped, and some olive oil. And you need lemons to use at the end of the barbecue. So what you're doing is you're combining the spices, the parsley, the garlic, and the olive oil in a large bowl. Add your beef. Now, I'm suggesting some lamb chops here. I just think they would be so delicious. Add the lamb and toss to coat and refrigerate for 4 hours. I think that, you know, sometimes we're in a rush, but when you start to think about the fact that we've got a few days off over the Easter period, plan a little bit. And just if you're doing skewered food, of course, remember to soak those skewers, but you drain the actual meat out of that marinade, and then you're going to heat the grill. And you'll cook those for, you know, 3 to 4 minutes, however long you want to get that. I think a little bit of pink's always good. And then you're going to be brushing and turning the meat and brushing it with that marinade. It is going to stick to it. That turmeric and all those spices are just going to really cling to that meat, and they're going to make it so yummy. You could do that with a boned shoulder of lamb. A boned leg of lamb, so it's a nice thinner piece than a big chunky lamb roast to put on the barbecue. And when you've finished and just towards the end of it, cut some lemons in half and grill those on the barbecue. Now, they're going to get sort of a bit brown, but it just changes the whole dynamics of that lemon. And then when the meat is cooked, just squeeze that lemon juice over the top of the lamb. And I tell you what, it is an absolutely beautiful marinade. Very, very easy too. So cumin, sweet paprika, smoked paprika, nutmeg, turmeric, flat leaf parsley, and olive oil. Parsley is so underrated. To put some parsley in some scrambled eggs just takes it to another level. To put some parsley in a salad, it just takes it to another level. And it's really good for you too, which just adds that little bonus, doesn't it? Now, also, if we're talking about lamb, I love to do that bone shoulder of lamb. And I remember we went to Gundawindi to do a cooking demo there. And we had to showcase all their local stuff. And I remember we used a shoulder, and someone said, why would you use a shoulder when you've got sort of some of the best lamb cuts around? But once again, it's got that little bit of fat in it. It's got that extra flavor. It really is delicious. So this particular marinade, you're using Greek yogurt. And make sure it's not a flavored yogurt. Get a Greek yogurt, and you're going to combine 2 cups of Greek yogurt, 2 teaspoons of cumin seeds, 2 teaspoons of turmeric, some lemon, ground pepper, some rosemary and garlic, and put that all in a snap-lock bag and put the lamb in there, the shoulder of lamb that's been boned. And then what's going to happen is you're just going to grill that on your barbecue or put that in a 200 degrees hot oven, because you want that yogurt and the outside to get that little bit of cook up. It is just delicious like that. I did a similar thing with a bone chicken last night, and because I had put some shiraka chili and a few things like that on them, a little bit of coconut milk, it really gave that great crusty, beautiful flavor to the skin. So don't be afraid of that little bit of burn. Well, I'm not advocating to burn your food, but it just really does bring out that beautiful flavor. Now, if you were going to think about doing a great salad for that, I'll come back with some good ideas for that. But making a few different sauces, if you're just doing a plain lamb, for example, a lamb chop, then you can do a gremolata. And that is so easy to make. It's 1/4 cup of parsley, finely chopped, a clove of garlic, and 2 tablespoons of lemon rind. And of course, you're just going to put a little bit of olive oil with that just to get that all mixed in together. And that is really delicious. It just makes that nice flavor. And also, of course, you can't go past a salsa verde. And with the salsa verde, it's got a few more ingredients. Make a little bit more, because it does make for a very, very good a good dressing down the track. And I've just lost the page in my book, which happens sometimes, doesn't it? But these are really, really good dressings to put on any sort of meats, or like your chimichurris and all that. And they can change it around. So with the salsa verde, what you're doing there is you've got olive oil at 3 tablespoons, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of caster sugar, salt and pepper, 3 tablespoons of parsley, clove of garlic, 4 anchovy fillets, and 1 tablespoon of capers, finely chopped. Now, with that, you can already feel that, taste that zing and the zang and the real umami happening there, because you've got your salt with the capers and anchovies. You've got the beautiful parsley, which is such a fresh flavor, the lemon juice and the olive oil. That is lovely on anything. It's such a beautiful dressing. It's really good with fish. So, of course, if you're doing your fish dish on Good Friday, use it as a salad dressing. And I'll tell you what else it's absolutely magnificent over is just some steamed potatoes. Just beautiful, because it brings all those flavors out. And I really love that. I think it's a really nice dressing. And of course, you can't go past a good chimichurri. It's such a nice thing to have on steak, but it goes well with absolutely everything. And that's a base that's parsley, garlic, oregano, olive oil, and red or white wine vinegar. But change it around a little bit by adding some coriander or some roast macadamias, some parsley or some basil. You can just keep playing with it. But what you need is that basic combination. With any cooking, I find personally that once you get that little combination going, you can alter and change. And that's how you change and create your take on something, that special recipe. You know, when you go to someone's place and you go, gee, I hope we're having that fantastic curry, or I hope we're having that really good cake, because you know that they've actually mastered that little art and twigged the recipe to make it their own. I think that's the beautiful art of cooking. But also, going back to the lamb, another one, of course, is when you're using that lovely raita, which is a cup of Greek yogurt, a Lebanese cucumber seeded and grated, a tablespoon of mint, and a clove of garlic. And that is absolutely delicious. I find that's a really good combination to actually get some flavours going. And I think I mentioned doing a similar thing to that without the cucumber and putting in a little bit of tahini. And that, of course, gives a much denser flavour. Once again, if you want to, you can put my favourite spice in there, a bit of cumin. But just toast it off a little bit because it changes the dynamics when you do that. And even a drizzle of olive oil on top. It really does change the whole lot. It is so delicious with that quite intense flavour. But of course, we've got a few other recipes to go through. So stick with me here on Community Kitchen. We're talking Easter recipes. We've talked some beef skewers. We've got a beautiful butterfly lamb going, a salsa verde, a chimichurri, a gremolata, a raita. So you've got some good ideas to get going. And don't forget, change the bread around a little bit. You know, you get some nice turkey spread, throw that on the barbecue. It crisps up. It's so delicious. There's lots of great combinations. So when we come back, we'll talk some salads. And I've got some really fantastic chocolate biscuits, which I think if you're going on a picnic or going camping, would be absolutely ideal to put some of those in the lunchbox. Stay with me. You're listening to Community Kitchen on 101.5, and we'll be back very shortly. And you're back with Community Kitchen, and we're talking Easter cooking. We've just been talking about lamb. There's so many good ways to go through those. But let's talk about some salad accompaniments. And it's always good, you know, you get your kids involved, get them chopping and sorting and helping you out here. But for something a little bit different, I thought we'd talk about making a really good pearl barley salad. You cook it like rice. It's really delicious. You cover your pearl barley with water, bring it to the boil and simmer for about 30 minutes until tender, and then drain. So half a cup of pearl barley. It's lovely. I love pearl barley in a stew. Nothing's nicer in the wintertime if you do like an Irish stew. Where you're using lots of carrots and celery and goodies like that. Put some lamb chops in there and some pearl barley and it puffs up and it is such a beautiful nutty flavour. It's pretty much as good as brown rice in my opinion. But with this particular recipe, you've got that cooked. So you are then going to put some feta in there, about 150 grams of feta in a bowl, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil, some coriander seeds, some za'atar, and some cumin. Now, with this za'atar, it's got a very punchy lemon flavour. So if you don't have za'atar, just use some grated lemon rind because at least you'll get that lemony flavour. I sort of find it's like a bit of an oregano, lemony sort of thing. I've got a plant that grows in the garden, but it is very delicious. So mix that well. Then you're going to put 2 cups of flat leaf parsley. I missed something, sorry. You've got to put ground cumin. Ha! Huh. Who would have ever thought we're using that today? 1/4 teaspoon with the olive oil, the feta, the coriander seeds and the cumin. Then 2 cups of flat leaf parsley. And don't be afraid to use the stems. Just cut them small, but they give that really good crunch. 4 spring onions, 2 cloves of garlic, 1/2 cup of macadamia nuts, or use pine nuts, or use any sort of nuts you like, even if you've got roasted cashews. Just give them a little bit of a roast in the oven. I think that really brings the flavour out. 1 red capsicum diced, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice and salt and pepper. Now you've got the olive oil, you've got all those lovely flavours, you've got the feta that's going to give a bit of moisture. You might need to drizzle a little bit more oil on top of that if you think it's not enough moisture. But that would just sit so nicely. And to consider if you were going to do, say, for example, the lamb on the barbecue, as in the butterfly lamb, and serve that barley salad with that. How nice would that be if you did that in some beautiful Lebanese bread? Absolutely delicious. Nice as a side salad. You could do a good toss with that. And sometimes you forget just how simple some beautiful tomatoes, just chopped, a little bit of balsamic vinegar, some purple onion, put that in the bowl, and just on top of that, some salad leaves. And then when you're just about to serve, just give it a toss so it's got that nice balsamic, especially if you've got a lot of flavors happening in the other food. You don't want to take away from those lovely flavors cooked with the lamb, or if you're going to be doing a salsa verde or something like that. Just remember that, don't complicate the flavors too much, because if you're going to put punch in one, then you don't want to take away. But I think that pearl barley salad would be a fantastic combination. That is something that the kids can definitely make. They can chop, they can cut, they can measure up. And I think that all these things really do help to make cooking more eventful. When we come back, we're talking biscuits, because it's always nice to have that little bit of a treat. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're doing some chocolate oat cookies. These are a really nice chewy biscuit. And I made some, and it was discussed that they make really good ice cream, what do you call them? When you put the two biscuits and put the ice cream in the middle, they make a really good ice cream biscuit. So that's a consideration also. But the oven's about 180 degrees, and you'll need a couple of baking trays because they do spread. You mix your plain flour, 1 1/4 cups of plain, with 3/4 teaspoon of baking powder and 1/2 teaspoon of bicarb. Make sure you always put that through a little bit of a strainer so you've got no lumps. And then in another bowl, you're going to mix 1 1/4 cups of rolled oats, 1 cup of pecans or macadamias, whatever you've got in the cupboard. They just add, nuts just are so good with chocolate with biscuits. And then some fruit. I love to use 1 cup of cranberries, 1/2 cup of dried apricots, chop them all up, and then about 125 grams of chocolate chips. I know it sounds a lot, but you do want to have that really chocolatey flavour. Then you're going to beat 3/4 cup of, or 180 grams of butter, and 1 1/2 cups of brown sugar. That will make, brown sugar always makes biscuits a little chewier, rather than using a caster sugar. It makes them very different. So you're going to mix that and make sure that you really do beat that butter and sugar, because you want that not to be granular. Add your egg, 1 egg, and some vanilla, and mix well. Then you add that mixture to the flour and mix until combined, and then fold in all your nuts and goodies. You're placing tablespoons of mixture on baking trays, pressed down using the bottom of a glass or something like that, because you do want them to spread and you want them to be flat. And then you bake in an oven for about 20 to 25 minutes. Now, the cookies will appear a little bit wet and shiny, and I think we've shared this recipe before, but it is just fantastic. And especially, we always associate Easter with a little bit of sugar, so I think these would be fantastic. But they would be a great addition. Double them up and put them in the freezer if need be, because it's holidays. You can have nuts. You don't have to worry about the rules. And I think they make a really good addition to something that little bit different, because we all like to have that little bit of a treat. And I think it's really nice to have some chocolate, maybe not so much just with the actual Easter eggs. I must say I'm not a really big Easter egg person, but it's nice to have that little bit. And I think having it inside a biscuit is a really good way to do that. Of course, a lot of people like to have the good old cheesecakes and goodies like that. But our plan, I think, is thinking today of doing something that's quite easy, have it all done. And even with some of those cookies, it'd be really nice if the kids did want to make a nice ice cream sandwich to do something like that. A good scoop of vanilla in the middle of that would be just fantastic. I hope you have a wonderful, safe Easter, a good break. Enjoy the weather. Apparently it's going to be fantastic for a few days, which is really nice. And I'll be back with you next week. Thanks for joining me here on Community Kitchen.